I'm Mike Breen, Public Awareness Officer for the American Mathematical Society and host of Who Wants to Be a Mathematician? And I'm talking with Evan O'Dorney, who's representing the Bay Area at the competition. He's qualified from the Bay Area. And Evan, what are you looking forward to in the competition?
I'm just looking forward to having fun and possibly winning some money.
You've been in a few competitions in your life. You won the National Spelling Bee. Do you find competitions fun?
Well, they're not the most fun thing. The real fun thing for me is just exploring math. But I like to do the competitions anyway. Mm-hmm.
And you've also made the U.S. Olympiad team. How many years have you did that? 2 years or 3 years?
I did it 2 years. Mm-hmm. The year before then, I got an honorable mention in the USAMO.
When you're in that type of competition, you have much more time than you do in Who Wants to Be a Mathematician. Do you find that you learn things when you solve the problems?
No, it's just a contest where I have to apply what I know and be imaginative in order to solve the problem.
And does the training that you do in Nebraska help a lot?
Yeah, it gets my mind working on track so that when I'm doing the real contest, I don't have to think about what Koshy Schwartz says or anything.
On your information form, you mentioned that you've been fascinated by numbers and you've made up nicknames to go along with them, including Count Al 7-Eleven.
Yeah, there's a long list of those nicknames in a book that my parents and I have kept, a book all about me, and listed four lines of different nicknames that I made up over the years.
Really? And that one's pretty imaginative. And you mentioned that the owl can stand for a few things.
Like algebra and like alphabet. And almohadet is the Spanish word for pillow. I always liked pillows, especially flannel ones.
Oh, really? Evan, is there anything else you'd like to add about the contest or math or anything in general?
Well, I've done some research mathematics. And when I was taking a linear algebra course at Berkeley, my teacher gave me a linear algebra problem to work on the side, and he didn't tell me where he got it from. And he told me that if I solved that problem, I wouldn't have to take the final exam. And so I worked on it for 11 days, and I came up with a solution, and I sent it to him. And I didn't take the final exam. And then he told me that it was an unsolved research problem.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Can you give us a little bit of an idea as to what problem it was?
If you take a square matrix A and compute the function, the inverse of identity plus A multiplied by identity minus A, that's a function of the matrix A that's called the Cayley transform. And the problem is, if you have a orthogonal matrix Q, prove that there's a diagonal matrix D such that the entries on its diagonal are either 1 or negative 1, and such that if you take QD and apply the Cayley transform to it, the entries of that matrix will be all between negative 1 and 1 inclusive.
And so you solved that. Nice going.
Yeah.
Evan, thank you very much for taking time out to talk with us here. Good luck in the upcoming Who Wants to Be a Mathematician. That's Evan O'Dorney, who, as I said, will be representing the Bay Area at the National Who Wants to Be a Mathematician. Evan, again, thanks very much.
Thank you.